My name's Adam Cooper, and we're from Middlesbrough. My grandfather, who was shot down in 1944 out of a Lancaster bomber, so he's a member of the Caterpillar Club. So he hasn't seen one since 1944.
Grandma, I've looked, word with your granddad, but it's a proud moment for yourself being the grandson.
Absolutely, yeah, and I brought my children as well here. So it's a very proud day, yeah.
Harold Lloyd.
Harold, and your grandson there was telling me that you were shot down in one of these aircraft.
Yes.
Can you just talk us through what you remember?
Well, I remember getting shot down.
What was so special about this aircraft?
Oh, it was the second one I'd been. I was on Stirlings, then I was transferred over to Lancaster's. But this was my home base, originally.
So you're based at RAF Middleton St George?
Yes.
What do you remember of those days?
Well, I remember the bloody Yanks letting us down. We got roped into this one on just before D-Day, at a place called Nailey's Camp. And before we did any good, I was radio, and we couldn't get any sound at all, to explain where the Pathfinders were, where they were dropping. The Americans had jazz music on that channel, so we got everything. So we lost a good 50% of the aircraft. I think we lost about 50-odd aircraft that night.
This is Rick, this is one of the engineers.
Nice to meet you.
On the aircraft himself.
Nice to meet you.
Rick has kindly offered, if you want to try and get onto the plane, he'll
That's
take you
right,
on.
Yes.
Okay, come on. Right.
That'll be all right.
I've had a better experience.
Here's your stick.
Oh yes, I'd love to get inside that seat where I used to sit.
He still knows what he's doing here. Watch your head.
Okay.
Watch your step. Let me step down.
Yep.
There we go.
Get back in the wrong seat.
What's that?
Hold it. Oh, back where I belong.
So what was your position? You're a gunner?
What?
You're an air gunner?
Wireless.
Wireless?
Yeah, wireless operator.
How does it feel to be sat in the seat after so long?
Oh, lovely. Oh, wonderful. No radio.
We actually have the radio sets back in our hangar.
Absolutely. This is what the tour is all about. This is a highlight. It's always a highlight when we have a vet on board.
We don't have to have it. But one incident here with a pilot called Flight Sergeant Clack. I came out the runway and I was on ACP. The bomb doors went like that. And I finished up in a ditch about 2 miles down the road.
Oh, gee.
But I was second one in. The one before me was the Padre. He was about 50, but he got back there before me.
I mean, he hasn't been in one or seen one since, so it's very exciting. He wanted to sit in the seat that he was shot down in, and we didn't think it'd be possible, but you know, he's managed to get up the stairs and on it, and I'm just over the moon for him. He's just going to be so happy. It was actually his dying wish to sit in this seat before he died.